Bill Perkins. He's the chairman of the North American International Auto Show. Bill, good morning.
How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Before we talked about the event itself, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be there Monday for the first day of the media event. You have recently signed a new agreement and are committing to Cobo Hall. Tell us about this.
That is correct. Yesterday, our committee started looking at this thing, and we had had some problems at Cobo. And what I mean by problems, there wasn't enough space. We had electrical problems. The roof was leaking. And once Detroit committed and formed the Conventional Regional Facility Authority, they got with us, and we started putting our heads together, and they committed to renovating, not only renovating Cobo Hall, but also expanding it. So the committee felt that the best thing we could do at this time was to commit, to show them that, you know, not only do we appreciate it, not only do we need it, but we're committed to Cobo and to the city of Detroit. And with, you know, everything going on in Detroit right now, we just felt like it would be such a big boost for the city. We wanted to make that long-term commitment. So we are going to hold our show through the year 2017 at Cobo Hall.
I can recall seeing reports that the North American International Auto Show was in great danger of going somewhere else. I know that Chicago and the McCormick Center was a possible location via some stories that I saw. How close were you to taking the story or to from taking the auto show away from Detroit?
Well, we did not want to move out of the southeast region, but there was some talk. We were approached and there were some discussions, but to be very truthful about it, this area has been very good to our show. And, you know, Detroit being the Motor City and the headquarters for, you know, the three domestic manufacturers, we felt that, hey, it needed to stay here. So we have always wanted to stay in Detroit, but, you know, when you started looking at Cobo and the problems we were facing, we had to explore other options. But I have to say, the plans that we've seen and the things that have been done, people will be absolutely amazed once they finish the total renovation of Cobo Hall. It's going to be a real jewel for the city.
Now, some of the renovations are complete, and some of those are in process, and some of those are yet to get started. Where are we with that? What's been done so far?
Well, we've completed phase one, and we're into phase two. But phase one was mostly infrastructure. They fixed the roof. They upgraded the electrical grid. They installed new lighting. They installed new escalators, things of this nature. And the other thing that they did was a full analysis of Cobo to make sure structurally, since it was built in the 60s, that it was still sound. And surprisingly enough, it was in very good condition for the number of years that it has been in existence. So now we're into phase two, which they completed a 25,000 square foot expansion towards the back. They put in new loading docks, and these loading docks, people don't understand what that really means. By them putting up a wall outside of the docks, what it does, it allows the trucks to back up, unload, but not lose the heat inside the facility. So it's just been a tremendous boost for us. It was much easier for the manufacturers to unload their equipment to start set up and things of this nature. By the electrical grid being improved, you're going to see just some displays that will just absolutely knock your eyes out, Tony.
All right.
It's going to be fabulous.
All right, Bill, we're going to have you back on the show Monday morning to tell me what I'm going to see at the press preview, because I'm coming down Monday. So we'll save that tease for Monday morning.
Just contact the PR firm, and we'll be glad to talk to you, Tony.
All right. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay.